I'd like to thank everybody for being here today at my presentation. This is part of my dissertation, so just a fraction of the research, but this is mean annual soil temperature estimation using Landsat 7 Enhanced Thematic Mapper in the Transylvanian Plain, Romania. So just some location background. The Transylvanian Plain is located in north-central Romania, and it has the Carpathian Mountains to the east and the Apuseni Mountains to the west. And even though it is termed a plain, it is extremely hilly, with elevations ranging from 200 to 600 meters. And those have been dissected by the two main rivers to the north and to the south, which is the Sameș to the north and the Mureș to the south. The location is largely subsistence farming, so we are trying to help out farmers throughout the Transylvanian Plain. And they are farming with horse-drawn plows. They're still harvesting their crops with scythes. And so you still go out into the countryside and see little haystacks mounded up. And they are doing a lot of this farming on pretty steep hill slopes. So mean annual soil temperature, as defined by USDA NRCS, is measured at 50 centimeters in the soil profile. It's composed of an overall annual mean, which has a summer and winter average. And the summer mean is composed of June, July, and August, and the winter is composed of December, January, and February. So why are we looking at soil temperature and why is it important? For agronomic purposes, this can be something like planting dates, which could be really important for the subsistence farmers in the plain, as well as soil processes, soil depth, the soil color that's formed, as well as the amount of organic carbon that's in the soil. And for this area, the entire Transylvanian Plain is mapped as mesic currently, and those were all based off of air temperatures, not any measured temperatures, with mesic being 8 to 15 degrees Celsius, and just for reference, thermic is 15 to 22 degrees Celsius. Our Landsat 7 Enhanced Thematic Mapper is a remote sensing platform. It has a 16-day swath pattern, so it will take 16 days to get back to its starting origin. And each scene has a width of 185 kilometers, and the entire orbit around the Earth is then sectioned into 170 kilometers. And so you end up with scenes that are 185 by 170. And it was launched in 1999. Landsat 7 does have seven bands to it. And for this presentation, since we're looking at soil temperature, we're concerned with the thermal infrared band, which is band 6. And band 6 has a range of 10.4 to 12.5 micrometers. So the overall objectives are to look and see if band 6 can actually estimate mean annual soil temperature in the Transylvanian Plain. And then how does Landsat 7 compare to the older multiple regression method of mean annual soil temperature estimation? And then looking at differences of land cover types based on mean annual soil temperature in the plain. The data collection is part of an ongoing study. We have 20 stations in the plain, 10 without rain gauges, and 10 with a rain gauge. Soil temperature is being measured at 10, 30, and 50 centimeters. And for the purpose of this presentation, 50 centimeter soil temperature is what we're looking at. And that's just because mean annual soil temperature is based off of that 50 centimeter reading for USDA and NRCS. For the Landsat 7, the Transylvanian Plain extended over two of those 170 kilometer scenes. And so path 184, rows 27 and 28 were used. And it's very easy to go out and find these on your own on the USGS website. We used 4 months of July, August, December, and February. On all of these months, I tried different combinations to see what matched up best with mean annual soil temperature. And this was the thought of trying to echo that summer and winter mean that's used to calculate mean annual soil temperature. And I did find that an overall average of all four dates was the best to look at mean annual soil temperature. So sadly, whenever you get Landsat 7 band 6, it doesn't go ahead and give you the land surface temperature. You actually have to calculate it. And so whenever you receive it, it is a raster, so it has digital numbers of 1 to 255. And then there's two equations that's provided by USGS in their Landsat 7 user's manual. And you convert to spectral radiance, and then from spectral radiance, based on Planck's curve, you then convert into land surface temperature. And it starts out as Kelvin. You can then convert this into any other form of temperature you would like, and we did use Celsius. So since land surface temperature is giving you that surface temperature that the satellite is reading, I used a simple linear regression to then take that down to the 50 centimeter soil temperatures. With the 20 stations that are the in situ measures as the dependent variable and the land surface temperatures as the independent variables. And you can see here, this is a map created using that simple linear regression to get mean annual soil temperatures across the Transylvanian plain, and we'll come back to this. We also looked at multiple regression. Multiple regressions to evaluate mean annual soil temperature typically use a latitude effect and an elevation. As you go up in elevation, you're getting cooler, and so those are commonly what have been used in the past, which is fine if you're in simple hill structures, but when you try to take that same model across an entire hilly region, the Transylvanian plain is 395,000 hectares, it doesn't work as well. So we use the distance to the Murish River as our latitude effect, which is the southern river in the Transylvanian plain. And then we also added organic matter into the model. And the organic matter did help the model. And a lot of this is the southern part of the plain is dominantly mollisols. And then the rest of the Transylvanian plain is alphasols. And some of those mollisols are giving temperature increases to the soils. So whenever you look at the Landsat 7 Enhanced Thematic Mapper mean annual soil temperature, you can see that it has very good detail across the plain. Those aspect differences from that hilly region are starting to show out in your soil temperatures, where you see those northern slopes as having cooler temperatures than the southern slopes, which we would expect. And this does have a 60-meter resolution. When you look at the multiple regression method, you lose that nice resolution showing you those soil temperature differences across the Transylvanian plain. And this is partly because the organic carbon data was obtained from a soil organic carbon map provided by the European Soil Database, and it has a 1,000-meter resolution for the cell size. So for the results of the mean annual soil temperature estimation, Landsat 7 did provide a relationship with the in situ mean annual soil temperatures of 0.63, and multiple regression had an R-square of 0.42, which was also relating that to the mean annual soil temperatures in situ. And I think that a lot of that increase in R-square is the aspect differences that the Landsat is able to account for that was not added into the multiple regression model. So for the last part of the objectives of looking at land cover differences compared to mean annual soil temperature, the Transylvanian plain I subdivided into 9 grids, and this is the Corin land cover data, which is also through the European Soil Database. And I took the Corin data and kind of reduced it down to 3 classes of agricultural areas, artificial, and forest and semi-natural, just to see if there were any differences in these land cover types with soil temperature. For this, one random point was placed in every single land cover polygon in each of those grids. And so an average temperature based on all of those points for each land cover type was used and was analyzed using ProcMixed and SAS. And just to show this again, for each of the grids, there was an overall forest, agricultural, and artificial average that was taken to run through ProcMixed. So for the results of this, agricultural lands were found to be significantly different than the artificial lands by being 0.5 degrees Celsius cooler. And it just happened that of our 20 sites, 10 of those were in artificial areas and 10 were in agricultural areas. And so you can see this difference in temperature when you're out at those sites. There's a lot of these subsistence farmers that are more in these artificial areas just because they're farming closer to a town or village. And they are able to plant sooner than farmers that are working out in predominantly agricultural areas. So for overall conclusions, the Landsat 7 provides a higher resolution. You can see the aspect differences across the plain. And this is extremely important in this region. They are farming on these extremely hilly terrains, anywhere up to 30% slopes, and people are out with a horse-drawn plow going up and down slope to farm. The multiple regression cannot easily account for aspect. Aspect is on a circular scale, and so whenever you put that into a model, it wants to say that 360 is more than zero, even though both of those are telling you due north. And then for the land cover differences across the Transylvanian plain, differences were found to be significantly different between the agricultural and artificial. And we do have visual data of some of the farmers actually planting nearly a month earlier than what has been traditionally known as the planting date in the Transylvanian plain. So with that, if anyone has any questions.
We have some time for questions.
Yes.
Was there any thought into incorporating, because your aspect obviously is a large factor, incorporating simple EMs into the progression or anything like that?
Right. A DEM was used for the elevation portion of... Yes, sir.
I have a question.
Yes.
The difference by half degree, was that for the stations, the ground stations, or was that for the Landsat?
That was for the estimated soil temperatures from the Landsat.
And so what is the uncertainty in the estimates themselves? Is that greater than 0.5? Is that just because you have a lot of data points that you got that the power of statistics?
Right. That is going to be some of it. By using those grids, it kind of blocked across the Transylvanian plain, and so it did provide more power to the model. And... I think there were 18 samples to get, so you have all three of those, and so it was significant at less than 0.001. Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you, yeah.